Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313. Or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Here it is, right here.
Crank it! Oh, it's the beginning of football season!
Today is the greatest day I have ever known!
Oh, the weather outside. I woke up this morning and went, God, I wish I was driving straight to a tailgate right now. No. Oh, wow. It's
perfect. I mean, it is perfect.
It is. Last night, out shooting high school football, I was like, has there been another night as perfect of this
I know.
In my life?
Right.
Like, in the time that I have been aware of weather, has it been better? Man. And today is supposed to be the same. I mean,
you could not ask for better conditions, but and we've had kind of a little, you know, taste moving forward, because Thursday night, you know, there were some games and some good games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then last night there was some more games on.
Yes.
None that I super cared about last night.
But you got to see a Stanford Trophy candidate.
Yeah. So there was, you know, getting a football fix for sure. But then today, I mean, the slate for today is just ridiculous.
It is. It is remarkable. This, you know, I wish I had the time or foresight to have put an effort in to, like, rig up something outside to watch football. Like, I could be in my backyard.
Oh, yeah, because it's just...
Yeah.
You feel bad about being inside today.
Mm-hmm. Because I've got a fire pit. I know exactly where the TV would go. It would just be a monumental feat to be able to execute it. just not happening.
You probably need more than just like this afternoon.
Oh yeah,
to figure that out.
Like, you should have planned. I need to buy
planned for ahead
it.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that should have been done in the summer months. Yeah.
But I mean, we have been seemingly endlessly
talking
about. What could happen? What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What are the unknowns? I mean, it's just not that everything gets answered tonight.
Yeah.
But gosh.
You do get some answers.
You do get some answers tonight.
Well, we got two more hours to talk about it, and we're going to do it with Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader at 10:30. She's been crushing it all preseason with great stories. And then former Wildcat Jeremy Jarman at 11 o'clock is going to join us. You know, he gets to go to practice and stuff. He keeps in tune with what's going on. He'll tell us, you know, his impressions of what this football team is capable of today. 7:30 tonight on ESPNU. UK is a 6.5-point favorite. 63.5 points is the over-under, which is an interesting number to me. That means it's got to be, you know, 34-30 to go over.
Yeah. I mean, I think the experts don't really care for either defense.
Right.
But the offenses are both. I mean, Southern Misses should be pretty good.
Yeah.
And Kentucky's you expect to be the strength of its team.
Right. So the show that was on before us, Dari and Mel, Dari Anoka from the SEC Network, Mel Kiper Jr., of course, you know. And Dari says, Mel, I've looked over the schedule this weekend over and over. I'm trying to find any upset that I can find. I'm just poring over the schedule. I guess the only one, maybe Southern Miss over Kentucky. That's the one he picked. That's the one Dari picked. His reasoning was that he likes Southern Miss's offense and doesn't like Kentucky's defense, but he likes Kentucky's offense. He said 45-41.
Yeah, a shootout type game.
Which he was indicating for Kentucky, because he said that would mean Southern Miss would cover the spread.
He was not doing upset alert.
No.
As far as winning or losing the games, just right. Covering or beating the spread. Which, you know, the spread at 6.5, really, since they're at home, it's really a field goal game.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Really...
Right,
because you get
a couple
3 points for being at home.
Yeah.
So it's expected to be a decent game,
yeah.
You would think. Now, if it isn't one way or the other, that will be kind of a shocking result to me either way.
Mm-hmm. It's a stinker, like a lot of mistakes and bad play.
If Kentucky blows out Southern Miss, that would surprise me.
That would not surprise me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that would surprise me, but that would be...
Honestly, Mary Jo, I'm just going to tell you right now.
No, Dan, don't do it.
I'm expecting Kentucky to take care of business. Blow them out. I don't see Southern Miss getting close here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I'll tell you why. Hey, we'll take your predictions. What's the score? Who's the offensive MVP? Who's the defensive MVP? What's UK's record going to be this season? And what's the key game this season? All those questions.
This is the key game this season.
381-1313. I'll give you my answer for that, too. But first, I'll tell you why I think Kentucky is going to handle Southern Miss. All right. Southern Miss does have this quarterback. He is the Conference USA preseason offensive player of the year. Nick Mullins threw for 4,500 yards, 38 TDs, completed like 63.5% of his passes. Ito Smith, another Conference USA preseason first teamer, rushed for 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns. He also had 500 yards receiving, too, this Ito Smith. Cameron Tom is a Conference USA preseason first teamer at center. Matt Elam's got to go against this guy.
So far, your case is not, you're not making a case.
All right, so these are good players, right? Three preseason Conference USC first teamers on defense. A defensive lineman, a linebacker, and a defensive back. All right, here's the game Southern Miss lost last season. These are their five losses. They had five losses. The bowl game, they lost to Washington 44-31.
And Washington is preseason number 14.
Right. Conference USA championship game to WKU, 45-28, Southern Miss lost. Lost to Marshall, 31-10. Lost to Nebraska, 36-28. Lost to Mississippi State, 34-16. And that loss to Mississippi State was the Eagles' 13th consecutive loss to an SEC school. So they haven't beaten an SEC school in their last 13 tries. Here's the nine wins. All right, here's how good Southern Miss was last year before a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, and a new head coach. This is how good they were. They're nine wins. Louisiana Tech, Old Dominion, Rice, UTEP, Charlotte, Texas San Antonio, North Texas, Texas State, Austin Peay. That sounds like the non-conference schedule for every SEC school out there. The two gimme games, the guarantees.
Oh, come on, Dan. Charlotte looked pretty good against Louisville the other night.
Yeah, and was on UK's schedule last year, as Austin Peay is this year. Just one more time. Nine wins.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech, Old Dominion, Rice, UTEP, Charlotte, Texas, San Antonio, North Texas, Texas State, and Austin Peay. New head coach, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator who, by the way, sucked so bad at calling plays here that they fired him after one season. Kentucky's going to crush him. I'm telling you right now.
God, I hope you're right.
David's on the phone. David, what do you think? Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes!
I don't know about nine wins, but I think you guys got to work on the run game. Who's going to take over the run game this year has been the biggest problem, I think.
For Kentucky?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't
I don't see that as a problem at all.
You don't like Boom and JoJo?
I think they're too inconsistent, man.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that Benny Snell, that true freshman, is going to get some clock. I don't know when it'll be or how soon in the season, but the coaches seem to...
By the third game, I say he'd be taking over most of the carry.
Who will? Benny?
Yeah.
Benny Snell, the freshman? Well, I mean, that's the good thing about it. The good thing about it is Eddie Grant has no problem with anybody. Like, if Boom Williams pulls that stuff he pulled last year, I mean, Eddie Graham might just say, "Mark, let's just get rid of him. Let's just tell him to go play somewhere else."
Coach ain't gonna play it this year, man.
No,
he's trying to win.
Yeah.
So, if Boom mess up, he's going third, fourth screen.
I mean, they got enough guys.
I just think they have enough guys where I'm just not super worried about that part of it.
Mikel Horton
stopping the run. Yeah.
Mikel, I don't see as a feature back. I don't think he can be a feature back.
Situationally.
But Saheem King could increase his carries. They like Benny Snell.
I think Benny Snell gets in over Saheem.
We ain't got got a dominant run game, man. We got to have some guy who's knocking 22 to 25 carries and 85 to 100 yards. We just ain't had it consistently.
Well,
that's what we need.
Here's a big complaint about last year's offense. Boom averaged like 7 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he get it more? Guys averaging 7 yards a carry, you should get it like 20 times a game. 18. Well, he wasn't, and he didn't.
And I don't know if that's Shannon Dawson's offense.
Yeah, it is.
Or, you know. Yeah. So you might see a different style of running game just because it's Eddie Grand versus Shannon Dawson.
Hey, when Eddie Grand was at Auburn, I was down there covering the Auburn Tigers when Eddie Grand was there. His running backs were Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, and Brandon Jacobs was on the team. He wound up transferring because he was behind Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I remember that team.
Yeah. So he don't play. I mean, he's going to go with the guy who's playing well, and he doesn't care about feelings.
That's one thing I give about Stoops, man. He's ready to go. I think he ain't going to play no nonsense this year. I think the defense will be all right. The cornerbacks look good. The linebackers can make plays. It's all about the run game, man.
All right.
We'll see.
So what do you think happens today, David?
24-17 UK.
Okay.
I would take that.
That covers the spread. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
All right, man. Enjoy it.
Thank you, David.
All right. Yeah.
381-1313 is the number to call. Boston College and Georgia Tech currently playing on ESPN. It's 14-10. Boston College leads. I don't know. Did Tolles throw a touchdown yet? Is he in there right now?
I know he's thrown two picks.
Oh, he's thrown two picks? Mm-hmm. Good grief, Patrick.
But Boston College is leading 14-10.
In spite of him, yeah, he's in there. That's him. They just got a shot of him up on there. We're number eight. Josh. Tolles is in the game.
But a non-HD TV, I'm like squinting to see where.
Yeah, I know.
How did we used to watch TV like that?
I don't know. I have a 52-inch TV in my house, and I've had it for like 8 years. And before that, I had a 32-inch. That's what I watched TV on. And I'm like, what?
How did you live?
I don't know. I don't know how I lived. I was on government assistance, I guess, all the time. No, I'm joking.
But the non-HD versus HD. Now, I can't necessarily tell a huge difference. I'm sure someday it'll be so crisp and clean that.
Like, well, 4K is already here. We got a camera at Fox the other day. It came in like last week. It is 4K camera.
Like better than real life?
Oh, yes. I swear that was my first impression. I'm not kidding you. I went, oh, my God, this looks better than if I'm seeing it with my own eyes in person. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. And they say you can't tell a difference, you know, and all that. Oh, yeah. 4K is ridiculous. So it's coming, too. So get ready to purchase another TV. And it will be $3,000 when it comes out.
But the difference between non-HD and HD.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for sports.
Yeah.
Is just, I can't.
Almost can't watch it.
No, I can't. I can't.
All right. We'll get to Chester before we get to the break. Chester, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. And my comments are, your callers, I mean, UK has some of the best running backs, Boom and JoJo.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, you got to play the game. So overlooking this Golden Eagles team, we don't want to do that. Anyway, I love UK football, and I hope we win, and I hope we win big. Well, I know we're going to win big, but I just hope we win. And I enjoy your show.
All right.
Thank you, Chester.
Thank you, Chester.
I agree with him.
Running backs are not
really a concern for me.
Yeah, he mentioned consistency, but I think it's more about how the running backs were used.
Yes.
Play calling, that kind of thing. The health of Boom Williams, the situation with Boom Williams last, that didn't help. But you know what? He had a point.
Yeah.
Give him the ball.
Yeah.
Until he's just not productive. I mean, he is a stud. Give him the ball. And his health, obviously, at the end of last season was a concern with the elbow that he had. You know, JoJo carried the team against South Carolina. Or was that 2 years ago that he had that game? Was it 2 years? Anyway.
Yeah.
But JoJo's capable as well. But you got to feed him.
By the way, watching that South Carolina-Vandy game Thursday night did not scare me about either one of those teams.
No. Dogs.
Yeah.
Absolute dogs.
And Tennessee looks beatable now.
Well, I'm not even going to touch Tennessee. That was the first game.
I know.
Not even going to touch Tennessee.
I know. But they got as lucky as a team could possibly get for playing as awful as they did. I mean, they just got so lucky over and over again.
Josh Dobbs gets hit in the gut trying to go over the top of a defender, diving, trying to go in the air over top of a guy that's 6 feet tall. I mean, idiot. And then he almost spikes the ball. He gets hit so hard.
Yeah, he got hit.
And Jalen Hurd comes rushing over and just fortunately falls on it. But did you hear Jesse Palmer's dumb bleep? Did you hear him say, kind of reminiscent of John Elway in the Super Bowl
with
his helicopter touchdown?
Like,
yeah, that's the first thing
I
thought about.
Nothing about this is reminiscent of that.
Nothing. You mean the iconic John Elway of all time play? Where he goes spinning in the air as he goes low for the touchdown?
In the
diving
Super Bowl.
For the end zone? Jesse Palmer. Good grief.
Yeah.
Too much hair product.
That's a little hyperbole there.
All right, we got two callers on the line. Dale, Andrew, we'll get to you right after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. From the bottom, not a whole team
hit. Started from the bottom. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. It's been over 50 years since the first Surgeon General report was published that warned smoking is bad for a person's health. But it hasn't been until recently that people have a real smoking alternative. At Blowing Vapors in Georgetown and now in Lexington, they're not blowing smoke, only vapor. And it's time for Crazy Jimmy's 3-day Labor Day sale. If you are someone that already vapes, come in for the largest sale of the year. Save up to 50% on accessories and check out the Crazy Juice specials. Do you or someone you know want to quit smoking? Blowing Vapors can help. During Crazy Jimmy's 3-day Labor Day sale, you can get a free starter kit at either Blowing Vapors location with any regular juice purchase. You heard right. Go into either location, get a free starter kit with any regular juice purchase. Crazy Jimmy's 3-day Labor Day sale goes through Monday at both Blowing Vapors locations. Blowing Vapors E-Cig Superstore in Georgetown on Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. And 429 Redding Road off Cates Creek Road right behind Thornton's in Lexington. Blowing Vapors, locally owned and operated.
Car crash, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at BarkleyBlevins.com.
Parents, are you talking about alcohol with your children? If you're not, it's time to consider a free resource, FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. Family Talk About Drinking uses different stages to help parents create the right age-specific atmosphere to have meaningful conversations with your kids about underage drinking. FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com is a free online resource that gives you the confidence and tools to talk with your kids about alcohol at any age. Be part of the solution, not the problem. This is a public service announcement from Kentucky Eagle.
Okay, Lexington, we know you've been hearing about it, so what are you waiting on? Come experience Wine Down Wednesday at Wave Lounge every Wednesday, the official Hump Day celebration where the food menu is seriously off the chain. $10 bottles of wine with other drink specials and DJ Pretty spending sultry sounds. Wave Lounge, 340 East New Circle Road across from Kroger Plaza. Wave Lounge is a lounge and not a club. So, that dress code is serious. Doors open at 8 p.m. free till 11 every Wednesday. Relax with Wave Lounge.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Game day!
Game day!
Game day! UK Southern Miss, 7:30 tonight on ESPNU. You can give us a call with your predictions, 381-1313, UK 6.5-point favorite. You can listen to us on the WLXG app. Get it on iTunes or Google Play. You can always go to WLXG.com. You can go to TuneIn Radio. All the ways to get us. Plus, we have a podcast that shows up on iTunes. Just search The Dan and Mary Jo Show. After the show, about 15 minutes or so, it'll be up. Jen Smith's coming up in 10 minutes. We have phone calls to get to. First up is Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good morning, Dale. It's game day. We're good.
Yeah.
I know. I'm perfect. I mean, everything's going, and I'm set.
The football's already on.
That's right. I'm set. Hey, I'm right. I think you're right. I think we're going to blow them out. I think the score's going to be 42-0.
Yeah.
To nothing. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Thank you, Dale.
You think Kentucky's going to shut them out? Damn.
I'm going to shut them out. I tell you what, everybody's forgetting that, they got a new head coach, new defensive coordinator. You know, all the coaching staff is brand new. And we got rid of our offensive coordinator, and who they got? Our offensive coordinator.
That's exactly what Dan said. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And we know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And our defense, I mean, it's just like Matt Edom said, our defense went against him, you know, every day, you know, in practice every day, and we beat him in practice every day. So
that's right.
I don't foresee it, you know, changing any, and, you know, because he's at Southern Miss.
Yeah. And you know what? Matt Edom has had to go up against John Toth. John Toth is said to be the best player on Kentucky's team as far as NFL. He's going to go in the draft. Now, you know, Chris Westry, Derek Beatty, you know, by the time it's done, those guys may go higher or whatever. But, you know, so Matt Elam's had to go against John Toth. The other guy, Courtney Miggins, has been, they haven't had any complaints about him. They've loved what he's done. He's a big old boy, by the way. Adrian Middleton is not as big. He's going to start there, but they'll move another bunch of other guys in there, like Alvante Bell. Like, I'm telling you, I've seen these guys up close and personal. You put UK's defensive line of six or seven guys standing up there against Southern Miss's offensive line of six or seven guys, and Kentucky will pass the look test. And then when you put them on the field, they're going to manhandle them because Southern Miss faces the fronts of Louisiana Tech, Old Dominion, Rice, UTEP, Charlotte, Texas, San Antonio, North Texas, Texas State, and Austin Peay.
But I tell you what, I have to agree with you. I think they're going to just do away with them and go right on.
Yeah.
And I appreciate y'all taking my call, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you, Dale. Go
Cats.
Thank
you, Dale. That's my man right there. Dale's my man.
Yeah, you guys were
coming in giving me an amen on what I'm preaching today. Andrew's on the line. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrew.
What
Happy
about
game
it?
Day.
What about it today?
I'm a bit of an amateur gambler, and I was looking at some of the rankings, and, yeah, very amateur. It's got Southern Miss ranked 37th, and I think Kentucky's in the high 50s.
Yeah, so I saw that.
I was kind of surprised with the 6.5-point spread, so that gave me a little bit more confidence than UK winning today.
Well, they say you get, like, 3 points at home. So UK
right.
is really, I guess, closer to a field goal favorite with 3 points at home. But, you know, Texas A&M and UCLA today, Texas A&M's favored to win that game. Texas A&M is not ranked. UCLA's ranked 16th. So sometimes Vegas and the rankings don't match up. But always trust Vegas knows more than the people that make the rankings.
Well, yeah, that's what I was telling someone at work yesterday was, you know, somebody in Vegas must know something about UK being better than Southern Miss.
Well, I would be more inclined to bet the over-under on this game today.
63.5 points?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's high.
It is
high.
Yeah, it is high. So
I would take the under on that.
I mean, Kentucky's got to score, you know, over 30 here. They got to get in the 30s.
And then
they got to give up 30.
Right. So if they're going to cover the 6.5, if they score, you know, 36, you know, that's about going to have to be what they're going to have to score to be on the over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a big key stat to this thing is Kentucky going into the fourth quarter. If Kentucky has the lead in the fourth quarter, it has won to start the fourth quarter 27 consecutive games, and that is the longest streak in the SEC. And Mark Stoops is 10-0.
So
after leading the third quarter. You know, going to the fourth quarter with the lead.
Yeah, Louisville have the lead last year then in the fourth quarter?
Oh, they grabbed it all right. Sure
I
did.
I just didn't remember.
Kentucky got up 21-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I just didn't remember when the lead switched hands.
Well, when Lamar Jackson came into the game,
yeah.
About 2 minutes later, Kentucky was losing.
You guys were asking about the most important game of the year. I watched Louisville the other day, you know, 56-0 at half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember. When was the last time that UK's beat a team from Kentucky? I know we've lost to Western the last 3 years.
EKU last year. Was it last year?
Yeah. Yeah. And he just laughed.
Yeah. Mater, EKU. Okay.
That was the Patrick Graffery, Drew Barker reunited and it feels so good bowl.
I was thinking Patrick Toles was going to do good at Boston College. I heard y'all say he's thrown two picks already. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Well, now I haven't seen his stats since because Boston College does have 14 points the last time I looked. So maybe he's thrown. Maybe he's added a couple of touchdowns. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought maybe he would. I mean, you go to Ireland and play. You're at Boston College. You're away from all that stuff that you would think would mess with your head if you're Patrick Toles. And just be, you know, free and easy. And he kind of said something along those lines in a tweet I saw not too long ago. Like he was growing the hair back out or something like that. And
he's actually from Paris, and that's where I'm from. And I was seen down here at the Paris YMCA playing basketball all the time.
So yeah.
He seemed like he was pretty grounded.
Well, he scored his first touchdown with BC on a 7-yard keeper. He ran it in.
That's okay. His game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's all I've got.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thank you all.
All right.
Thanks,
take care, Andrew.
Yeah. So the other touchdown must have been a from the running back or something. But so Patrick Toles did score on a 7-yard run.
381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Louisville is the key game this season. I saw Kirk Herbstreit say that he thought it was Southern Miss. I saw someone else say they thought it was Mississippi State. I'm telling you right now, 5 games Kentucky is going to be favored in. This is one of them. They are favored. Southern Miss is one. New Mexico State, they'll be favored in that game.
Austin Peay,
there's 3. Vanderbilt and South Carolina, they'll be favored in both of those games. Those are both right here, I believe.
Yeah.
So those are 5 games Kentucky is favored in. So now they got to win one more game to get bowl eligible. You figure that's at Missouri, right? That's the next
most
winnable game. After that, what are the next 2 most winnable games? Mississippi State. Who else would you throw in there?
I got to see what Georgia looks like, probably.
But if you win today, and you beat New Mexico State, and you beat Austin Peay, and you beat Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and Missouri, there's 6. There's bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say you beat Mississippi State. Okay. What if you enter the Louisville game with 6 or 7 wins? You beat Missouri, beat Mississippi State. You go to the Louisville game with 6 or 7 wins. You beat Louisville, that's 8 wins. Win a bowl game, that's 9 wins.
Dan, you said you weren't going to do this.
Wait a second. Just follow me through here. Follow me through. So if you enter the Louisville game already bowl eligible, you can have a 8 or 9 win season. The potential will exist entering the Louisville game. If you go into the Louisville game in the exact situation that you went into it the last 2 years, 5 wins, needing to beat Louisville to become bowl eligible, and you don't become bowl eligible and lose to Louisville, then it is a 3rd consecutive season that has happened and that you're not bowl eligible and that you're at 5 wins. Or let's just
say that the season ends with a horrible taste in your mouth.
Yes. Ticket sales, all that stuff. Oh, just a whole myriad of things. If you do beat Louisville and get to 6 wins and you're bowl eligible, you could still lose the bowl game and be 6-7. Eh.
Oh, I think people would take that in a heartbeat. Play in a bowl game with a win over Louisville?
No, I'm just saying the Louisville game is that key. If you enter it with 6 or 7 wins, you could get to 8 or 9 because of it. If you enter it with 5 wins, you could be 5. You could not go bowling, or you could go bowling, or you could just have a 6-win season and still be a losing season. I'm just saying the Louisville game is that key because you're going to be favored in 5. You just need one more.
And to me, you better enter that Louisville game with 6 wins.
I agree.
Because it ain't happening.
But it could be the difference between a huge, huge season and a, okay, all right, we got some hope season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader joins us next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh yeah, let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. Get your swagger on at Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop. Open 7 days a week, Prince Cuts Barbershop is Lexington's most upscale barbershop, and the men there give you the style you deserve. Prince Cuts has something for everyone, and you can even book your appointment online at PrinceCuts.com. Prince Cuts is not your ordinary barbershop, it's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts. Call 299-CUTS. You will get a style fit for a prince.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at BarkleyBlevins.com.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Yeah! Little John!
John is the funniest.
Like he makes
no,
his living.
Dave Chappelle as Little John
yes.
is the funniest.
Just making his living off this right here.
Yeah. That's talent.
Turn down for what? Oh, one of the greatest karaoke's I have ever seen in my life was at Eastland Bowling Alley.
I've done it there. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Two white guys singing To the Window, To the Wall. And I mean knocking it out of the park. I'm not kidding. Close your eyes. You wouldn't know the difference. Skeet, skeet. I mean, it was phenomenal.
And we just got fired.
Jen Smith is on the show. What a way to welcome her. Good morning, Jen. Thanks for joining us.
Karaoke that you might like think it's the same people.
No. You just wouldn't know that it was the two guys that what they looked like is what I meant. Well, you know.
You guys are calling it the worst time. Patrick Toles has 30 seconds to guide Boston College all the way down the field to win it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
I'm just
10 of 15, 122 yards and one pick.
Toles. Yeah.
We should correct ourselves, Mary Jo. We said he had two picks. Yeah. He had a lost fumble.
Yeah.
So at 122 yards.
They ruled out a fumble, yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Yeah, at the 20-yard line, and Patrick Toles down by three, scrambling.
And making a terrible pass.
All right.
Yep. Okay, nobody wants play-by-play this.
No, they don't. All right. Jen,
bad I don't, radio, guys.
I must say.
I guess you didn't hear the first 30 minutes.
Jen, you have done some of your finest work this football preseason. The story on John Toth and his mother, the story on De Niro Laster and his family and what he's been through, and then Courtney Love and his relationship with his dad and how his dad has overcome obstacles. Great work.
You have been crushing it.
Thanks. It's been a busy off season, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I've been working on those stories for a while. It was fun to finally get them out there and done.
Well, no, I mean, you could tell you'd been working on those stories for
right.
a while.
Yeah,
I
those
mean,
just that... don't happen on a Tuesday afternoon. I think I'm going to call Courtney Love's
did.
Dad.
That would be awesome.
No, they were brilliant. And
thanks, guys.
Enjoyed all of them.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
All right, Jim.
You know, one of my favorite things about this job is that you can sort of bring stories about people that you know absolutely nothing about to fans. And I think that fans sort of see the helmet on them and they forget that they're real people with these sort of real backstories and real lives. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about my job. So I'm happy people enjoyed it.
Well, it's great perspective, too. Absolutely great. Yeah. I mean, to imagine...
Look, we all love the games, but that's why we're all in this, is like, because once you get to know the story behind the story, I mean, we love watching the 2 minutes of the Kentucky Derby, but the best part truly is all the lead up stories.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
definitely.
But there's something to be said for the mental toughness that's developed in those guys, like Courtney Love and De Niro Laster. I mean, what's a third down and long situation to those guys when the other, but anyway, all right, your thoughts on, I thought this week that Thursday, especially that Mark Stoops, is feeling good. It's like Swaggy Cal. I don't know if I would call him Swaggy Stoops, but he's feeling good.
You know, it was weird because Swaggy, we were calling him Swaggy Stoops at SEC media days.
Yeah.
He went from being the guy who was cautiously optimistic and sort of, you know, trying to stamp down the expectations to a guy that was like, this is our year. This is the year that we've been building toward. You know, we're going to take the next step. You know, he won't say bowl game, but he obviously kept saying next step, and the next step obviously for this team is a bowl game. So you have to think that he's pretty optimistic about it all. But it was interesting because after the second scrimmage, both the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, and Stoops all came into the press conference, and all of them seemed completely underwhelmed. And I thought, well, that's the end of Swaggy Stoops. I'm terribly wrong. But then you're right. On Thursday, there was just – he looks calm and confident and ready, like he knows something that we don't know. He sort of seemed that way before the Auburn game last year. I almost caught a hint of it. And then, you know, bad things happen. So you just, even if you're swaggy and you feel good about your team, obviously bad things can happen. So I guess it's the moral of my story.
Quick update for those listening and don't have a TV. That was it. Patrick Toles and Boston College just fumbled the ball away or interception. Was it interception? Or fumble. Fumble right here. That's it. Game's pretty much over. 3 seconds left and it's not Boston College's ball. Crazy play to finish it, but... So Patrick Toll's debut at Boston College ends with a loss.
In Dublin.
In Dublin. At least there's some good pubs to console his misery.
I feel a little bit bad for Patrick because he seems to be on teams that lose games in the worst sort of way.
Yeah. Good grief.
Okay, back to Patrick's former team. Where is your optimism level at, Jen?
You know, I tend to be optimistic in the preseason, and part of it I think is just out of job sanity. Like you want to think that it's not going to be a bad year to deal with coaches and players, but I do feel much better about the offense going forward. I feel like there are grown-ups in that room, both players and coaches. I feel like they have a direction. They have a plan. They seem to be on the same page. I'm not sure I've ever fully felt that way about Kentucky football's offense since I've had this beat for 5 years. I mean, even when Neil Brown was here, he was the grown up in the room, but there weren't a lot of grown ups he was coaching. They were just babies out of high school. So this sort of feels like an offense that's ready to have a huge year. But I think that, you know, the other side of that is they're going to have to score 40 a game because I don't know that the defense has enough pieces to get through a season. I mean, my optimistic meter is sort of in the middle. I think where most Kentucky fans, you know, find their meter at this time of the year.
You know, with Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw, it just feels like a little bit of that growing up happens because of them as well. I mean, the age of the players, obviously, but then you add those two guys. It seems like the discipline and the plan and the no-nonsense approach just kind of permeated throughout that offense.
You really got that feeling, and you got that feeling from the start of it all. I mean, they had a very grown-up press conference. You know, I don't know how to describe it, but when you deal with Eddie Grant, he's a guy who's been doing this for 28 years. He had a lot of success at Auburn. He's played he's played at a lot of SEC schools. He spent a lot of time in the league. And you just get the feeling that he'll just take care of what he's supposed to take care of. You know, I mean, it's like somebody you're comfortable leaving your kids with. You know, I mean, it's like you're like, okay, this guy is the guy. He's fine.
Right.
And I think that there were a lot of players on the offense, and they'll probably tell you 5 years from now that this is true, that there are some players on that offense that were pretty selfish, that they were me guys and not we guys. And I think that Eddie Grant sort of drilled it into them that they have to be more than just me guys if they want to win a football game. You know what I mean? I think that's sort of the message that he sends. And you could see it sort of resonate when you talk to guys like Dorian Baker, who talked about all the ways the last couple seasons that he's maybe not been a team guy, that it's been more about himself. Or Boom Williams, who, you know, for all intents and purposes, probably quit the team for a couple hours, you know, after a tough game. So there are all these sort of guys that maybe Drew Barker having to sort of grow up after making some mistakes early in his career at Kentucky. You know, you just get the feeling that those guys are growing up, but they also have somebody in front of them who looks like a grown up too. Do you know what I mean? Like somebody who can sort of guide the way.
And they also, they have respect for him. Talking to the Lexington Herald Leader's Jen Smith here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Dan and Mary Jo Show. I paused there because I glanced up at ESPN again, and now Michael Eaves is on there, you know, of course, from Kentucky. Anyway, the other thing with last year and Shannon Dawson, I felt like he would say, you produce, you play. But then he would have guys that he played that didn't produce, and it seemed like he played a little bit of favoritism, whereas Eddie Grant says, you're all the same. I'm telling you right now, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, I got somebody else right behind you. Case in point, Dorian Baker, Taven Richardson.
And I think part of it, too, is that this year they do have someone behind
him. Yeah. Yeah, you know. I think that's the argument to be made. I mean, Neil Brown probably would have loved to have, you know, sit a couple guys down when he felt like they were playing selfish or maybe made some mistakes in the game.
Yeah.
But there was nobody to put in behind them. And I think that's the big difference with the offense and the defense even this year. There are lessons to be learned by sitting on the bench and not getting to play. And I know that the offense, you can look at almost every position with maybe the exception of those offensive tackle slots. You can look at almost every position and say, there's a guy right behind you who's pretty comparable that we can put in just in case or instead of. And I think that has the attention of a lot of players. I mean, you can sort of see it in practice. They're even guys like CJ Conrad and Greg Hart, who are best friends, you know, you can see in practice that they're highly competitive with each other because they want to play more. I mean, so, and I think that helps. I think that helps with team chemistry. I think that helps with building a depth at every position. And again, I'm not positive the defense has that this year, and I think that's going to be one of their struggles.
I'm glad you brought up CJ Conrad and Greg Hart, because I did want to ask you about this. Like, for years, we have been either hearing tight ends will get more involved or hoping that tight ends would get more involved, and it has never happened.
It's like Tubby running an up-tempo offense.
I mean, it's just since Jacob Tammy, it has not happened. Do you think that changes this year? And I'm not saying like Patriots kind of usage of the two tight ends, and that's a big cornerstone of the offense. But do you think we will actually see the tight end catching some passes?
I do. I do. And I think you're going to see some two tight end sets all of the Patriots. I think you're going to see, I think that's sort of one of the secret weapons that they've been holding on to, one of those cards that they've been quietly holding close to the vest. I mean, that's something that Eddie Grant was super excited about when he first got here, you know. And I think that Hart and Conrad are both two guys that are very versatile. They could put them, they could line them up together on one side for big packages. They could put them on opposite sides. I mean, I think that is a really viable option for Kentucky. But the other good news is, you know, they've got guys like Garrett Johnson and Ryan Timmons in the middle, kind of speedy, smaller receivers that they could get the ball to in space. And then they've got those guys on the outside for post routes and in the red zone. I mean, they have a lot of options, and tight end is not going to be their only option. And so while they're trying to cover all those outside receivers or those fast receivers, the tight end might become the best option in this offense just because of the, you know, the strain they put on a defense.
Well, last year when I was doing the preseason special, I kind of said, or we did a feature specifically on Conrad and Darryl Long, saying these two guys are going to, you know, it's going to be better than it has been. And so in order to do that, I compiled like all the years of tight end production since Jacob Tammy. Now, last year, C.J. Conrad, 15 catches, a buck 49, and he had a touchdown. Darryl Long, he don't even think he caught a pass.
No.
So that was it. That was it for tight end production last year, 15 catches. Okay, so before that, and Stephen Borden, Ronnie Shields combined for 7 catches, 62 yards, no touchdowns. Before that, Jordan Allmiller, Anthony Kendrick, Stephen Borden, Tyler Robinson combined for 26 catches, 2 touchdowns. I mean, I could go over and over all these names, but the bottom line is Jacob Tammy had 57 catches, over 600 yards, 7 touchdowns, and the best since then has been 33 catches combined from four guys together in like 2010. And, you know, Vince Mero loves Greg Hart.
Yes.
They're like, look, you got to understand, I recruited this guy to Nebraska. You haven't seen him yet, but he's just as good as CJ. I'm telling you, look out. You're going to see. You're going to find out that he's just as good. All right, I've got to ask you this before we go, and it has to do more with just how you approach situations being a member of the media with Mark Stoops. And
this sounds like a really ominous question coming. Go ahead.
So Reggie Mint is announced to be leaving the team for personal reasons, what, third or fourth day of camp, like the Monday after fan day. Mark Stoops says, don't dig into it. It's a personal thing. Leave it alone. And then Thursday night, opening night of college football season in America, he is added to the roster about an hour before kickoff. He plays, gets a sack and 3 tackles at Jacksonville State. So, you think, like, do you have the trust there that I'm just going to trust Stoops on this and I am going to leave it alone? But then, as the season starts, maybe you shouldn't have left it alone? How do you approach that?
Well, I didn't leave it alone. I got the backstory from 2 sources inside the program that I felt comfortable were going to give it to me. And then I also did some digging, and, you know, he had a gun charge in Florida in March that was a misdemeanor that I thought it could have been related to, which led me to dig a little more. I mean, I can't. I mean, my job is to make sure that there isn't. I mean, there have been players who have been accused of rape on campus that everybody said was a personal thing that should be left alone. You just can't. You can't do that in my job. You can't.
So now it's more about discretion, right?
It is, and I think that there really is a personal problem with Reggie Mint. I think there really are some personal things going on in his life that he's got to get figured out. He's going slightly closer to home now, which hopefully he will be able to figure out. And, you know, I think that Mark Stoops, you know, these are things that I don't feel comfortable discussing because of HIPAA laws and people's personal medical privacy and all sorts of stuff like that that's rolled into it.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, Mark Stoops had to do what was best for the team and allow Reggie to go. I mean, I think that was ultimately what it comes down to. But no, my job is to dig. And when people tell me not to dig, I tend to dig harder.
Yeah, I mean, because then, yeah.
I left that press conference and immediately went downtown to look through police files. I mean, that's sort of my job.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, there has to be some, you know, this gun charge in Florida was really not a big deal. It would have been a big deal if we found it in March and it was a story then, but it wasn't. I mean, that was not part of the deal.
But it's still, I think, just displaying a weapon. It's not, it's not that big of a deal,
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's a delicate balance that I sort of have to do, but I think that, you know, Stoops had to do what he thought was best for the entire team. And in this case, you know, I kind of think he did. So, I mean, that's just sort of how it goes.
Yeah. Well, and they, you know, Kentucky could be better off in the long run for it anyway. I mean, Reggie Mint, obviously talented and a big guy, but, you know, as far as.
And you do hope, because you do get to, you know some of these kids, not like you're, you know, Mm-hmm. That close. But right. You get to know, and you want them to not, you want them to be okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely true. And you don't want to put a tag on them, you know, for the rest of their lives that they had some issue or they had this thing or whatever. So you sort of have to balance it. I mean, that's all.
I will say this. Really, I did notice that players never retweet what I put out there. Like UK players, they don't pay attention to it that way. And I just put out there a link to the story that said Reggie Mint got added to the roster late and had a sack and three tackles. And like three UK players retweeted it, and two of them were transfers that are gone from the program. So I just found that interesting. But anyway, thank you, Jen. Enjoy the first day of college football season, full Saturday.
It couldn't be a more perfect, beautiful day. So I really do hope that I don't hope that you're stuck in traffic or anything like that, but but I hope that there's reason that it takes them maybe a while to get into the stadium today.
We already went to the park this morning, so I feel like I'm enjoying it as much as I can.
And I also want an update on, because I saw like one of your colleagues and a friend of the show, Janet Patton and Let's Go Eat, testing out all of the new snacks at Commonwealth Stadium. So if you do have a report on the, say, chicken and waffle cone or hot brown nachos, we'd love to hear about that, too.
I'll let you know.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader. Good stuff from her, as always. 381-1313 is the number to call. If you want to get in here, we'll take your calls after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What are you all smiles about, man?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season.
Yeah, mine too.
And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh yeah, let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest, only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Following is an advertisement. I want to be as blunt as I've ever been in one of my ads. All lawyers are not the same. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Sometimes I read in the newspaper that a certain lawyer or law firm is representing someone involved in a serious accident, and my heart just sinks for that family. There are lawyers who haven't been to trial in years or ever, and insurance companies know who they are. There are some who just take the last best offer. A case settled by one firm for $100,000 may have a value of $1 million if handled by another. Insurance companies know which lawyers get results at trial. It's their job, too. And those firms receive the best early settlements. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our 26 years of results and verdicts. Remember, you only have one day in court. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m. They'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I just have to say this. I wanted the NFL season canceled about a week and a half ago when my quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, went down with a season-ending injury. And yeah. So sad. So upset about it. Didn't think I could be more upset.
Yeah, I know.
Until today, minutes ago, when the Vikings gave up a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick for Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I saw that and I went, are you kidding me? Sam Bradford is not much healthier than Teddy Bridgewater right now. I mean, he hasn't made it through one NFL season, has he? I mean, he's just not so good. Just, ugh. By the way, NFL guys, I mean, Tim Mastay getting cut from the Packers. That stunk.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the NFC Championship game one year.
I mean, does that have to do with, I guess, maybe like contract situation where Mastay's been there long enough that they got to pay him more than some guy they claim off waivers?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, Mastay had been with Green Bay since his rookie season, 2010, won the Super Bowl in 2011. The former Murray star thought he had his job when the Packers cut another punter.
Yeah.
He thought, well, this is it. I got it. Then they dropped Mastay and picked up Tampa Bay kicker Jacob Scum off waiver. I call him Scum. His name's probably Shum.
Yeah, I think it's Shum.
Yeah, I think Mastay was replaced by Scum. That's the way I look at it. No, Falcons cut Corey Johnson. Poop Johnson. He's not going to play in the NFL now with the Falcons. And the Bears cut Gary Williams Friday. You know, Gary Williams had a good run with the Panthers.
Yeah.
He's a little up there, a little long in the tooth. So,
yeah.
It's not too surprising there, but man, thought Poop Johnson would catch on. He was so good at times. Didn't he have 18 tackles in one game last year? Remember that? He was insane one year. All right, 381-1313 is the number to call. In about 3-4 minutes here, we're going to talk to Jeremy Jarman. Talk about a guy who could dominate on defense. Jeremy Jarman.
And we'll ask him about the time where I almost ended his life.
But right now, we'll get to Dave, wants to talk about the UK receivers. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning,
Welcome
Dave.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Thank you.
And one thing you guys do that nobody else does any better is you cover the high schools. I really like that.
Well, thank you. I was going to do that in this segment, but we went so long with Jen Smith, and now we got to get to Jeremy Jarman. But I am going to do that. I'm not kidding you. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 games that I have information on that I researched last night.
Yeah.
So.
Just if you don't know, Dan stays up till like 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday nights and puts all of this stuff together while I am fast asleep.
I got to come down from covering the games and all the, you know, the juice from being on live TV. And so I unwind by researching
a
little bit.
I'm a retired high school football coach, and that's why I enjoy it. But it sounds like to me you're keeping head coach hours. So,
yeah.
All right. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about the UK game. And one thing I wanted to thank you for is I'm a UT fan, so I'm so thankful that you're not talking about the UT game today.
It's on the list.
So I think you're talking about the UK game and what's going to make them successful. I think that what made them not successful last year was the ability for the receivers to catch the football.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to be a key ingredient, you know, and I've heard you over the last 3 or 4 weeks talking about this great receiver coach they have this year, and I'm really looking to see if that makes a big difference.
Well, I can tell you from talking to him, and I don't really understand this completely, but Jeff Bidette said that they have to catch like 50 balls from the jug machine every day after practice. And then he mentioned something about how they laid it out for him, like how they showed him if you catch this many balls every day and you get to this number every week and you get to this number every month, and then over the year you catch this many. You know, it's going to, all doing this is just going to increase the number of catches you're going to have and your ability to catch the football just by pure practice alone. And then Tommy Maynard, nothing against him, the previous wide receivers coach, but I don't think he had the connection. Well, there's no way for him to possibly have the connection.
I think few coaches have the connection that Lamar Jackson does with
Thomas.
His group. Lamar Thomas, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Lamar Jackson got a good connection with his receivers, too.
Yes, he does.
But, but you know what I mean.
Yes. I mean, he played at Miami. That documentary of the U has him on it, and he's talking smack about how brash they were and how bad they were. He played in the NFL for many years. Those guys that he's coaching can go on YouTube and see Lamar Thomas do what he's asking them to do. Right. I think that helps. And then Stoops has said that is one of the groups he is most impressed with this preseason is the consistency of the receivers to catch the ball. So, and if you don't catch it, they're going to put somebody else in. So somebody's going to have to catch it because they're not going to tolerate it.
Well, you know, with the running back question that the guy called in earlier about, I think that's a key ingredient this year is the depth. And, you know, playing an SEC schedule, depth is huge.
Yeah. Well, that separates.
You know, at the high school level where you've got teaching kids the fundamentals of football, and I've coached receivers for many, many years. You know, at the high school level, if a kid catches the ball with his body, we don't even count it as a catch. That's what I saw so many times last year, the UK kids, you know, bringing it in, catching them with their body. And, you know, that's a key ingredient, I think, so key this year is how the receivers catch the football. And you mentioned the tight ends. The tight ends have got to be a part of that.
Yeah, and remember, Eddie Grant said we can't be 85% on catches at tight end. We need to be 95%, and he wouldn't accept anything else. And he also pointed out that what he has been encouraged by is competitive catches by the receivers.
That is, yeah.
And, there was one other quick point. Oh, you talk about the depth. Think about Damian Harris. Remember the battle for Damian Harris? And it's supposed to be his time at Alabama. Bo Scarborough's go there. Have you seen Bo Scarborough? I mean, he is a monster. And Damian Harris, you know, is going to get some carries, I'm sure, but he's recruited over, and he was the number one running back in America. Yeah. So yeah, depth is big, especially on the defensive line, as much as anything. Just being able to have fresh guys out there, you know, six, seven, eight guys you could play to keep them fresh because. Look, Matt Elam, at his best, doesn't need to be in there on every single down on defense. Just doesn't. Just you need somebody else to be able to be fresh. So, all right, Dave, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Dave.
We got to get to a break because we got Jeremy Jarman coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag. Just fact. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m. They'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Coming up immediately following us at noon, straight up, top of the hour, Houston versus Oklahoma on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The best opening Saturday in college football history.
Yes.
Starts at noon.
And then 5:30, UK game day pregame. And then immediately following the UK game is postgame show. So as soon as the final horn sounds, tune it into 1300 and immediately take your phone calls and discuss the outcome, which will be a huge win for Kentucky. What say you, Jeremy Jarman?
What's going on, guys?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Do you still get that rush on days like this?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I'm around here. I'm kind of stir crazy right now. Running around the house and folding laundry and doing some cleaning, trying to calm my nerves. I think I'm going to go outside and cut the grass.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy, I didn't play college football. And even, almost 25 years ago of playing high school football, I just missed that. I sometimes will have a dream, you know, wake up and go, oh, man, miss those days.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a special it's definitely a special experience. I mean, one that, you know, guys have had the opportunity to play, collegiate football. I mean, it's unlike anything. I mean, it's so hard to explain, but, you know, it's so exciting watching these guys, these young players especially, develop and really kind of come into their own as they're embarking and they're trying to become the best at their craft. They're trying to become all SEC caliber players and one day possibly play in the NFL.
All right, time to get down, put you to the screws here, Jeremy. You know a little bit about defensive line play. That's probably what would be considered maybe the weak spot on this team. What have you seen? What should make us feel good about the defensive line for UK this year?
I think the main thing that we should be definitely should be excited about is that we have big physical players. I mean, so we have guys that look like they belong in the SEC.
Yeah.
And from a measurement standpoint, they do belong in the SEC. And I think what we're trying to do now is, the staff especially, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get these guys to play and perform on a high level and understand that the SEC, I mean, this is a strenuous conference. I mean, week in and week out. But, you know, before we get an SEC play, we got Southern Miss. They had a chance to really sit down and break them down a little bit and talk with Freddie Maggard a little bit about, you know, some of the challenges that these guys may face. But to be quite honest, I don't see anything offensively besides a very good quarterback that should give us problems today if these guys come out here and they play within the scheme and guys are accountable and are where they're supposed to be in the gap that they're supposed to be in.
There you go. Play assignment football. Physically, Matt Elam, Courtney Miggins, Adrian Middleton, Kenjera Daniel, TJ Carter, Alvonte Bell, Tymir DeBose.
Oh, yeah.
Look, those guys, compared to Southern Miss's offensive line?
Yeah.
Right?
Go ahead and say it.
I mean, they're going to win the line of scrimmage. I mean, Kentucky is going to win that line of scrimmage. I just don't see it any other way. I said it at the beginning that, yes, defensive line was a question mark, but they're talking about depth. You know, do they have six or seven guys that they feel great about? Well, no, they need some guys to come on and show some things. But they're not playing Alabama today. They're playing Southern Miss today. And Southern Miss beat Louisiana Tech, Old Dominion, Rice, UTEP, Charlotte, Texas, San Antonio, North Texas, Texas State, and Austin Peay.
Do you have that memorized at this point now?
I glance at it, but almost, yeah.
Look, I'm you know, all the ratings and people talking about, oh, they're rated, you know, 30 spots and so on. All of that's fine. You know, if these punters want to come out and put them there, that's fine. But at the end of the day, our football team, offensively, defensively, they're much better than this football team.
There you go.
Don't get me wrong. They got a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But they're not coming back with the receivers. They have some inexperienced receivers that are going to be replacing a couple of those key guys from last year. And there should be no problems.
This
should be a fun day. This should be a day for us to be able to sit in Commonwealth Stadium and really enjoy this new Eddie Grant offense.
I am feeling this. I am feeling this so much right now.
Look, Jeremy, all everyone has talked about for the last, you know, 6 years is how do we get back to the Rich Brooks era? How do we get back to those teams, the way they played, the way they looked? Do you think this is one of those years that we start really seeing that transition?
I'd like to think so, Mary Jo. You know, I've gone out to a couple of the practices over the course of fall camp, and I'm very encouraged by the way that these guys are working. I'm very encouraged by the players' body language. I'm very encouraged by guys like Eddie Grant coming in and seeing the way that the players really embrace him and his offensive philosophy. There's no confusion. The players, they know what they're supposed to do. We even got young guys that are coming in, junior college guys that are coming in, and they're going to get some playing time today. What does that let us know? It lets us know that they're focusing in and learning the offense and that they comprehend it. Last year, I mean, you saw guys still being in place as offensive wide receivers late in the season that were just kind of out of position. It lets you know that they were not in sync with the Shannon Dawson offense.
You know, back to defense for a minute. One of the things, when you brought up Rich Brooks, you know what I remember from the Rich Brooks era is on all of those teams you had a Jeremy Jarman or a Myron Pryor or a Corey Peters or a Ventrell Jenkins. I think Courtney Miggins can be that guy. I mean, I know there's so much attention on Matt Elam because of those star rankings and all that, and I do think he has improved and will be improved. But Courtney Miggins is a massive dude, and he's got nothing but praise for his motor and just his ability. What do you think?
There's no question about Courtney Miggins. And one of the reasons why you're not seeing and hearing a whole lot of people, especially on the football side, the coaching staff, really talk about him a whole lot, because he's so accountable that he's doing things the right way. They're trying to bring the other guys along and get them up to speed to where a guy like Courtney Miggins is. So, you know, seeing Alvante Bell, you know, DeBose, those guys, Adrian Middleton, get opportunities today, you know, that's going to be good. And hopefully we're able to cycle through these guys this week and be able to make decisions going into next week. So it's going to be really important to see these guys, see a lot of guys this Saturday on the defense side of the ball to prepare as we get ready to go into SEC play.
As someone with a much more trained eye than I have watching a football game, what do you need to see today to make you feel good about the rest of the season?
Personally, I think offensively, I think we're going to come out and be clicking. I'd like to see us come out and really be aggressive. Some tempo offense, mixing it up, running the ball. You know, one of the things that really got me excited, a lot of people I don't know how many people really caught it, but when your offensive coordinator makes a comment about wanting to play five running backs in the first game.
Yeah.
That should let you know
how
confident he is in the game plan and where these players are offensively. That excites me.
Yeah.
Show me where other offensive coordinators in the country are saying, yeah, I really like my backfield. I think I may be able to play five guys this Saturday.
Yeah.
that is something.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing Benny Snell. The way that Eddie Grant has talked about him. And I remember his dad playing, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing him get out there.
Benny Snell is a tough runner. I mean, I could not believe. I mean, he took some shots in a couple of those scrimmages. And, I mean, he kind of bounced off of them. You know, a couple he got taken down. Really tough tackles. He just bounced back up. I mean, he is physical. He's going to be fun to watch for these next 4 years.
That's what you need. You need a punishing back so that you just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And in that fourth quarter, you're tired of the headache that it's coming your way.
I think, you know, Mary Jo, to kind of, you know, keep going on your question you asked, I think something else you want to see today, you want to see our defensive ends, our outside linebackers. You want to see Denzel Ware, Josh Allen. You want to see these guys get to the quarterback today, get off the field on third down, and you want to see improvement on punt return. Last year, punt return unit was in the bottom of the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, we averaged basically one punt return a game, and that one punt return was fair caught almost every time.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like last season. So I really want to see improvement on the third down defense to get us more punt returns. Then you want to see the punt return and not fair catch it, but get us some yards for the offense. Get us some better field position starting out.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jeremy Jarman here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And that's the thing. We talked about the tight ends with Jen Smith a minute ago, and now the punt returns, the return game. It's the same kind of thing as far as a drought goes with special team, that being an impact position, getting something out of that. And I think last year, you know, Ryan Timmons was a little timid. I think it just got into his head a little bit about making the catch. And it was just, I think it just messed with his head too much to where he's a guy who, if he's not thinking and he's just playing,
yeah,
he's got a chance to do something back there. But there's enough athletes, speed, that Kentucky should be able to get more out of that, I would think. But I got some. Go ahead.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, without a doubt. I mean, the athletes are there. It's just, you know, who's going to be the guy who stands back there and catches the ball and fights to get 10 extra yards of field position for the offense? That's huge. When you start looking at statistics and starting field position, I mean, it's directly correlated into your, you know, the odds that you're going to get a field goal or a touchdown out of it.
Yes, yeah. The field position game has got to improve from last year.
It has to. We haven't had a viable punt returner since DeMarco Robinson left. I mean, every time he caught the ball, every team knew that he was a home run threat at any moment.
Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to catch the ball. He wasn't afraid to get hit. And he very seldomly fair caught the ball. So we got to get somebody out there this there today who's really going to take advantage of that opportunity to ignite the offense.
Jeremy, with you having played there at Kentucky and having success when you were there, I wanted to know if you see anything under Stoops in this program currently that is similar to what equaled success in your time, like some things that you recognize, you see it and you go, mm-hmm, that they're onto something right here. That's
like culturally
way,
or
yeah, just anything that you notice and pick up on that makes you go, all right, I remember that works.
Absolutely. I feel like Coach Stoops just really focused this offseason on how do I make my football team more mentally tough.
Yeah.
And I felt like they went back towards a more traditional style of off-season training. They incorporated some of the key components, I think, that they really liked of the, I think, some of the performance-based stuff on the quorum. But they really just kind of got after it. You know, they really didn't look at the data, I feel like, as much this year in terms of letting it maybe possibly dictate how hard I'm going to condition this guy today. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely does. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, in the SEC, statistics and data help you. You know, it can help you, but there's so many things that happen over the course of a game. You're talking about when you start to take into account the humidity, the crowd factor, things that spike a guy's heart rate. And that's going to happen over the course of a game, but if you're training – and you're possibly limiting guys based on how high somebody's heart rate may spike or something, I think you may be overdoing it from a scientific standpoint.
Yeah.
I think you just got to get out there what they did this summer and really work hard. I think Coach Edmond and Mark Hill, I thought they did a fantastic job. These guys look really good. They're moving really well. They're in great shape. I think everybody sees some of the players that have trimmed down from last season. It looks like this team's more mentally tough, and I know that that's been the message that Coach Stoops has been pushing this offseason.
How much do you wish that was your training facility?
Those facilities are so nice, and it's everything else too that comes with the facilities, Mary Jo. You know, from Monica Fowler, the team nutritionist. I really wish I love Monica. You know, she's someone that doesn't get a lot of recognition, but she is amazing at what she does. She really does a good job of reaching the players and really understanding them. They know that she cares about them, and she's as vital for moving the program forward over the course of an off season and in season as the strength and conditioning coach and the head coach. I mean, she's plugged in just like they are. So,
yeah,
you know, you look at that, you look at the team training table and all of those things and the, you know, the therapy, the upgrades there. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, I look at it like this, and I don't know if it equals a win or anything that way, but I know that my son, if he knows that the teacher cares about him and has his best interest at heart, he's going to try harder. If he knows that the teacher doesn't care as much, he's not going to care as much. So when Absolutely. You see as a player that they give you these things, I got to think that it makes you want to care more and do more. And Mark Stoops pretty much had a speech like that to start preseason camp, is they gave you this, go out there and earn it. And I don't know, feels like, could you play harder for your school? Could it mean any more to you? I don't know. But it feels like they at least know we really care about you guys.
You should be playing harder for your school right now.
Yeah.
These guys, they should feel inclined to go out and compete a little bit harder this year than they did last year. Why? Because they didn't get to a bowl game last year, Dan. And, I mean, look at the resources that have been infused into the program and the people that are responsible for bringing you in. You know, this is a business. And if you really like and care for these coaches and this program, it's time for you to dig down. It's time for you to go out here and start making play. Start doing the things that you're capable of doing. Be consistent with it. Make plays and win football games. Close them out. That's why you're here.
Get him in the locker room yes. for the pregame speech.
We just recorded that. We're sending it to Stoops this afternoon, and it's going to be played right before they head out that tunnel, Jeremy.
Real quick, do you remember when I almost committed vehicular manslaughter in Memphis?
Yeah. You almost killed me in my hometown. We were somewhere downtown off of Bill Street. I was with some friends, and we're walking. We were leaving off of Bill. And
I was with Kent Spencer.
Corner of my eye, I remember jumping back and I looked up at his LX18 van and I looked up at the driver. I'm like, there's Barry Joe in the van.
I know. I didn't recognize you at first. Kent's like, you almost just killed Jarman. You almost just ruined the bowl game.
Oh, man.
Well, enjoy it today. It's a perfect day to be at Commonwealth. Just amazing. And thanks for all your insights today.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Enjoying listening to you guys. Y'all have fun.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. We'll have to do it again. Much appreciated. Jeremy Jarman the Great here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You can call us 381-1313. We've been talking a lot of college football. I've got to squeeze in some high school.
Yeah, and you worked too hard on it, Dan.
I know. We're going to do it next. I'll run right through it and give you the high school update from everything that happened last night here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Garoppolo goes 4-0 and lights it up. You think Brady's going, oh, man.
No.
He's still considered one of the two or three best at the position. So I don't want to hear about week five. There's almost no scenario that exists where I believe Garoppolo's in the mix in week five.
Right, but I think there is a scenario where Brady's future becomes very clouded next year, not this year.
Okay. For this year, I think we're completely on the same page.
Rosillo and Cannell,
1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, Peyton Manning here. Did someone say retired? No way. Man, I'm watching more games than ever with DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, and you can too. Week to week, line up with every live out-of-market game every Sunday. Run up to 8 games on one screen with the Game Mix channel, jump to the Red Zone channel, and never miss a play inside the 20 with NFL Sunday Ticket Max. Plus, for perfect coverage, watch live out-of-market games on your favorite device anywhere. Go get it. Call your local dealer and upgrade to DirecTV now.
Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157 to get the most sports in HD from DirecTV. That's Impact Satellite, 502-867-0157.
24-month agreement required. 2016 NFL Sunday Ticket Max included with qualifying packages. Out-of-market games only based on device location. 2017 season renews with NFL Sunday Ticket at full price. New approved customers only. Prorated ETF up to $480. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first. These are the nights to
never die. My father told me. Reds fans, be a part of our next Super Saturday on September 3rd. Thanks to Kingsgate Transportation, the first 25,000 fans will receive a Suarez bobblehead. Plus, don't miss a post-game concert presented by Budweiser featuring country music artist Chase Rice. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit reds.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh! Game day! High school football last night, the big game was supposed to be Trinity at Lafayette. Lafayette lost that game last year, 70-14. And so this year it was, look, we got to the state championship game. Mayo beat us down. We lost to Trinity 70-14. This year it's different. We're coming back stronger, better. Yeah, all that. I don't know what happened, but next thing you know, Trinity was up 45-0. Trinity won the game 45-7.
Well, I guess the spread was smaller.
Lafayette's got some work to do if they want to be state champions in Class 6A.
Yes.
Tate's Creek at Dunbar, maybe the game of the night, one of the games of the night. There were several. Tate's Creek had a 14-point first-half lead. Dunbar came back to take a 14-point fourth-quarter lead with 9 minutes to go. Tate's Creek rallied to win in overtime, 41-35. Henry Clay, Clark County. Last week, Henry Clay got down 18-0 to Ryle with Greg Couch at QB.
Yes, back at QB.
Montavian Bean came in, threw for two TDs, ran for another, nearly brought the Blue Devils all the way back against Ryle. This week, Bean started. He had a few ball handling issues. He had a couple of TD passes dropped on him. Scoreless first quarter. Couch comes in, throws three TDs in the second quarter for a 20-0 halftime lead. Henry Clay wins 34-6. Couch wound up throwing for 197, four touchdowns. By the way, DeMarcus Tyler was the kid who dropped the touchdown pass I was telling you about in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Came right back and scored two.
Yes,
back-to-back.
That's how you got to do it.
That's right. Scott County at Highlands. Highlands took a 27-21 lead. Kendrick Hamilton, 47-yard third-quarter TD run to give the Cards a lead for good in a 42-33 win. Hamilton also had a 51-yard TD run, finished with 204 yards on 18 carries. Scott County rushed for 437 yards. Bryce Schreiman, 103 yards on 11 carries. All right. Lexington Catholic, Johnson Central. Johnson Central ran for 432 yards. It was 27-13 at the half, Lexcath down. Johnson Central just pulls away, 54-27. Of course, Lexcath lost to St. X after leading 28-0 last week.
Yeah, that's tough.
Bryan Station at Cooper. Station in this game, down 24-21 at halftime. Cooper rolls in the second half and wins 52-28. By the way, Jalen Burbage, 27 for 43. 43 times Jalen Burbage put it in the air.
Yeah.
266 yards, three TDs, two interceptions. LCA at Greene County. LCA led 28-0 at half, 48-8 the final, 401 yards of offense, limited to Greene County to 135 yards.
LCA plays two different quarterbacks. Braden Miller completed 7 of 8 passes for 185 yards and 3 TDs. All three of those touchdowns, by the way, to Kalen Liebrich, including a 56-yarder. The other quarterback, Logan Nieves, rushed for 102 yards and 2 TDs. Nieves. Danville, Boyle County.
This is the one that I'm just like, it blew my mind a little bit.
Titletown. Danville got out to a 36-0 first half lead to put a running clock on the Rebs.
That's
before halftime.
That is unheard of.
The Admirals have a really good QB, Zach Dampier. He threw for 314, 4 TDs. David Walker, 8 catches, buck 43, 2 TDs. Don Levy Harris, 43-yard TD run, 58-yard screen touchdown pass. Damari Van Cleve, 4 interceptions. Damari A.
And Boyle County's 0-3.
Yes. Boyle County, 0-3 for the first time since 2007, when the Rebels started out 0-5 and wound up 5-7. Danville's first win over Boyle County since 2012. The Rebels had won 3 straight in the series, 8 of the last 10.
Yeah.
Danville, 3-0 for the first time since 2010. So, bad night for Chuck Smith and his Rebels. Bad night for Chuck Smith's son, Brandon Smith, and South Warren. Greenwood snaps reigning 4A state champ South Warren's 17-game win streak with a 17-16 win.
Whew.
Last regular season loss for South Warren, October of 2013.
That's crazy.
Big game in Louisville, Bowling Green, St. X. The Purples win 31-10. Showdown between Class 1A powers, Paintsville at Pikeville. Number 4 Paintsville beats top-ranked Pikeville 40-28. Cash Daniel is smiling. Madison Central at Bourbon County. Scoreless at halftime. Madison Central scored on a short TD run to go up 6-0. Bourbon County answered with a drive and started the fourth quarter with it 1st and 10 at the Central 23-yard line. Penalties pushed the Colonels back to midfield, and then there was a high snap on the punt. The punter's going back and kicks it out of the end zone for a safety. 8-0. Central goes on to win 15-0. Madison Central has won its first two games by a combined 3 points and then just won that one 15-0. 3-0, Madison Central. Paris at Ludlow. Greyhounds pick up win number 1 on the season, 27-23. Anderson Mercer was cray-cray. Anderson County got out to a 17-7 lead with a buck 21 to go before halftime. D. Smith, that is Donald Wayne boy. You know Donald Wayne Smith, right? You remember Donald Wayne?
Yeah.
Love Donald Wayne Smith, by the way. Love Donald Wayne. He used to coach Lafayette Generals. He was the head coach of Kentucky State.
Kentucky
for a little
State,
while too.
Yes.
He is now the athletic director at Mercer County. I love Donald Wayne Smith. Love him. Saw him this summer. So his son, D. Smith. All right, so he returned the ensuing kickoff 82 yards for a touchdown to cut Anderson County's lead to 17-14 at the half. Seth Tatum, 43-yard interception return for a touchdown to give Mercer County a 20-17 lead with 11:42 left in the fourth quarter. So just to start the fourth quarter, they get the lead. Titans QB Gunnar Gillis was the quarterback at Anderson County last season. He hits Tanner Robbins for a 96-yard touchdown to make it 27-17. So Anderson comes right back to cut it to 27-24. This is still in the fourth quarter, all this going on. D. Smith rips the ball away from a receiver and goes 40 yards for a touchdown to put Mercer up 34-24. And then D. Smith with a 75-yard touchdown run to make it 41-24. Anderson County did score again, but Mercer hangs on to win it 41-31. Mercer County outscored Anderson County 27-14 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Talk about a crazy game. According to the Harrodsburg Herald's Derek Gray, where I got a bunch of this information, D. Smith finished with 345 all-purpose yards, 4 touchdowns. Mercer head coach David Buchanan told Derek Gray that D. Smith's performance was one of the best he's ever seen.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Lincoln at Garrett County. Garrett wins his third straight in the series, 14-7. Franklin County over Woodford County, 43-13. Denzel Vance for the Flyers, 155 yards and a touchdown. Jeremiah Green, 3 TDs. Trey Simmons, 2 TDs. Jackets held to just 29 yards rushing. Come on, Johnson boys. Between Alvis and Dennis and Derek, I think the three of them could rush for 29 yards. Come on, guys. Western Hills at Madison Southern. I mean, Western Hills was coming off beating Franklin County for the first time in 7 years. Sometimes you have a huge letdown after that, and they did. Western Hills loses to Madison Southern 40-0.
Yeah, Southern, that's a letdown.
Southern off to a 3-0 start after beating Lincoln County, Garrett County the last 2 weeks, and now Western Hills. Frankfort at Estill County. The Engineers win at 33-19. Frankfurt 1-2. Frankfurt at Williamsburg next Friday.
Uh-oh.
The Berg lost to Leslie County 16-13 Friday to drop to 0-3. The other losses to LCA and Somerset. Those are good teams.
Yeah, LCA is really good.
But here comes Frankfurt, hungry for victories too. Spencer County at East Jessamine. East Jessamine scored with 16 seconds left to cut it to 28-27, went for two and didn't get it. Are you kidding me? Oh, Mike Boland, I feel for you, my man. Knox Central Southwestern in the Appalachian Bowl. Southwestern coming off that heartbreaking loss to Danville. Same thing happened to them.
Yes. They missed scored, the two-pointer.
Yeah. Scored at the end of the game and missed the two-pointer that would have won it and lost by one. Bounced back with a 34-20 win over Knox Central. Corbin is for real, folks. Corbin ruins Clay County's Appalachian Bowl with a 40-0 win. The Redhounds, 3-0, plays at Danville next Friday. Huge.
That's a game.
That's a good football game. And then Corbin plays Southwestern and then plays Mayfield. Corbin's going to find out what it's made of.
Yeah.
Somerset at Beechwood. Beechwood.
That happens a lot.
Somerset tried, but Beechwood is Beechwood. 29-7 Beechwood. And finally, Campbell County at Newport Central Catholic. We talked last week that Campbell County beat Highlands for the first time since 1991.
Yes.
They're on a, you know, an emotional high.
And they'd only won, like, one game last season, right?
Right. They're on an emotional high. Now they're playing New Cath, you know, down in class. But Newport Central Catholic has a program that we all know is a state championship caliber program, like a Beechwood. Campbell County beats New Cath, 33-28. The Camels have Cooper and then Ryle. Ken Spencer is on the moon right now. Loving it. All right, we're overdue for a break. That was your high school update brought to you by whoever wants to sponsor this every week on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Listen for the Big Blue Report with Dan Reifer on this LM Communications radio station. Brought to you by Republic Bank, where it's just easier here.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office.
You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
Fleet Doc's got the cure that your car needs. Fleet Doc Drive!
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundering, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
SEC Network is over there at Texas A&M today. College football weekend. The best opening weekend in the history of history.
You think Tebow's talking about his baseball tryout?
Like I said, I want him to play baseball so I don't have to put up with him right there. I don't want to listen to him. So this morning, Boston College lost in a heartbreaker, just another heartbreaking fashion. Patrick Toles, Georgia Tech wins that game in Ireland. Coming up at noon, here in 20 minutes, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, number 3, Oklahoma versus Houston. You can also watch the game on ABC. Also at noon, EKU at Purdue. I don't know. I don't know if EKU's got a shot or not. Maybe. They might.
Josh is saying yes. Josh is an EKU alum.
Also at noon, South Alabama at Mississippi State on the SEC Network. Missouri at West Virginia at noon on FS1. Mary Jo, what say you?
I know. I don't think we're going to win that game.
No?
No, I don't.
I mentioned SEC Network is in College Station. That's because Texas A&M takes on UCLA, 16th-ranked UCLA, at Texas A&M, CBS 3:30 game. Texas A&M is favored. Unranked, favored over number 16, UCLA. I like Texas A&M.
I'm not buying UCLA. Remember they had Brett Hundley and everyone was over the moon about him, and then I don't know. I'm not buying into UCLA just yet. But I do think Texas A&M's had its share of issues. So I don't know. But I think Texas A&M can win that game.
I actively root against UCLA based solely on Jim Mora Jr.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a horrible dude.
Yeah.
All right. LSU, Wisconsin. That's the real 3:30 game. That baby at Lambeau Field on ABC.
Did you see what Les Miles said today? If one of his players did the Lambeau leap?
No, what?
He said if anyone tries to do the Lambeau leap, he better get his thumb ready because he'll need to find another way home.
Ooh. Says the man who eats grass.
Yeah. You gotta let them do the Lambeau leap, right?
Yeah. Also at 3:30.
The man who eats grass.
Also at 3:30, Murray State at Illinois on the Big Ten Network. Murray State has Andre Davis. I don't know if he'll play. He's a true freshman, but the quarterback from Bryan Station who was just awesome the last 2 years. Louisiana Tech at Arkansas on the SEC Network at 4:00. So if UCLA, Texas A&M, LSU, Wisconsin aren't so good, those are 3:30 starts. At 5:30, it's North Carolina, Georgia. Yeah. See, this layout today is what New Year's Day should look like.
Yes, yeah.
I remember complaining so much about bowl season last year and how it was laid out on the big day. They made it so, well, you got one game. And if that game stunk, you got nowhere to go.
You're just waiting around for another 45 minutes to an hour for the next game to start.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got two or three noon games. 3:30, you've got two good ones. If they're not good, 5:30 comes and you got North Carolina, Georgia, number 22 versus number 18 in the Georgia Dome.
And that one, I'm just not sure that's a toss-up game to me.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. Toss-up. You don't know what Georgia's going to do at quarterback there. 7:30, Florida takes on UMass. 8:00.
Ooh. Yeah.
USC and Alabama in Dallas.
And, of course, we do have Southern Miss and Kentucky.
Well, that's at 7:30, right, yeah. Right Southern Miss, Kentucky's at 7:30.
But, yeah, I just have this feeling that it's just Alabama's going to run away with it.
Yeah. Alabama is going to stomp them. Yes, I believe this. Let's say, okay, so that game's out of control, which is...
So then at 9 o'clock...
Yes. So then at 9 o'clock, and, Kentucky's game is out of control at this point as well. Kentucky's up by, 30. So then you flip over at 9 o'clock to watch number 2 Clemson at Auburn on ESPN. I feel like Auburn is going to make a stand here. I don't know that they win the game, but Clemson is not going to run all over them. I think this has a chance to be a nice game.
So let's remember this right now. And who is your pick to win the national championship? Because there's so many, really good games today.
I hadn't even thought about that. I mean.
Have you thought about who you think is going to be in the Final Four?
I think Florida State.
Mm-hmm. But see, by picking Florida State, to me, you're saying it's not going to be Clemson.
Right, right. That, I'm taking Florida State over Clemson. Yes. I mean, Alabama. I mean, how can you not have Alabama in there?
You have to have Alabama in there.
I mean, I like LSU with Leonard Fournette. I mean, I don't know. Nobody from the East, not the SEC East. The SEC East ain't getting them. And probably Ohio State, I guess.
Yeah, so many people are like riding Michigan so hard, and I'm just not there yet.
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I have been so in on UK.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no room in my brain for the other stuff yet. I got an idea, but I just don't know well enough. All right. It doesn't end there. That's what's so great about Labor Day weekend. It doesn't just end with, by the way, there's like two or three games at 10 or 10:30 so that you can stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning if you want watching football, which I will do.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah. If there is a game still on, I will fight sleep to stay up.
Yeah.
Sunday at 7:30, number 10 Notre Dame at Texas on ABC. Mm.
And then Monday.
8 o'clock, number 11 Ole Miss, number 4 Florida State from Orlando on ESPN. Oh, what a way to close out the weekend. Oh, man.
I am really actually looking forward to that Ole Miss Florida State game.
I am too.
And honestly, you know, obviously the schedule was set, you know, a long time ago, but thank goodness it was, because that region has gotten hit hard by weather.
Yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, by Monday it should be
dried out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to a break. 381-1313 is the number to call to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's been over 50 years since the first Surgeon General report was published that warned smoking is bad for a person's health. But it hasn't been until recently that people have a real smoking alternative. At Blowing Vapors in Georgetown and now in Lexington, they're not blowing smoke, only vapor. And it's time for Crazy Jimmy's three-day Labor Day sale. If you are someone that already vapes, come in for the largest sale of the year. Save up to 50% on accessories and check out the Crazy Juice specials. Do you or someone you know want to quit smoking? Blowing Vapors can help. During Crazy Jimmy's three-day Labor Day sale, you can get a free starter kit at either Blowing Vapors location with any regular juice purchase. You heard right. Go into either location, get a free starter kit with any regular juice purchase. Crazy Jimmy's three-day Labor Day sale goes through Monday at both Blowing Vapors locations. Blowing Vapors E6 Superstore in Georgetown on Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. And 429 Redding Road off Cates Creek Road right behind Thornton's in Lexington. Blowing Vapors, locally owned and operated.
Chainsaw season is right around the corner. Don't wait. Moses is in Georgetown. You can get your chainsaw buzzing and make the chips fly with expert service from expert technicians. Experience state-of-the-art chainsaw sharpening for only $8. Buy two Oregon chains, get one free. Moses's, the only stop for all your service and repair needs on steel, Husqvarna, Poland, Jones Red, and more. 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, across from Broadway Mini Mart. Moses's, come in while summer and chains are hot.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office.
You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, we were just talking in the break about game day food. You know, KSR had that bracket. I saw they do a great job with the brackets.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
So what won? I was thinking it was chicken wings and.
Yeah, I can't remember how it turned out.
Yeah.
But to me, there's a difference between a big difference between tailgate food and then
food at your house.
Right. Yeah. Food at your house to watch the game. Because at the house, you've got a little bit more versatility. You can go different ways with it. Whereas, like, you're not going to.
You can get a little more creative, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, Chili's on the list. Has to be.
It is. I just feel like that's a little bit later down.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Chicken wings has to be in the top one or two. Brats has to be up there. I mean, you, chicken wings, brats, or chili, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm good. Nachos, of course.
See, I'm a big fan of nachos.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of any sort of, like, chips dips.
Oh, yeah.
Like, buffalo chicken dip.
Right.
Is amazing. Guacamole. Like, I love all those things.
French onion's good.
Yeah.
What is the one called? Is it horseradish and bacon?
Mm.
Is that one of the ones they make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good one. And then, I mean, Dad's favorites. They make like four cheese dips that are out of sight. Beer cheese.
Yeah.
Beer cheese, you can never go wrong with beer cheese. And you and here's how you make it a little healthier. Celery, carrots.
Yeah.
Like some red peppers out
there. Ooh, I love red peppers and beer cheese.
Yeah. That stuff is good. Heartburn, but it's good.
I tell you what. I make this all the time, and it's so easy and so good. But you get one can of that Rotel tomatoes.
Yep. Yep.
One block of cream cheese.
Yeah.
And you fry up a pound of sausage, spicy sausage.
Oh.
And then you just put it all in the crock pot. Ah, dip. Oh. Get some of those scoops.
Oh.
Those tortilla scoops.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So good.
Now, I somebody made something one time that I did it. I did do the recipe, but it's in cream cheese and it's sausage, ground up sausage and the cream cheese. And then you lay that out, like you spread it onto crescent rolls.
Oh, oh, yes.
And then you fold it over, and they make like a little meat pouch of crescent roll cream cheese sausage.
Oh, that sounds...
It's
that
awesome.
That sounds so good.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it's really not that hard to make.
No. Sometimes the simplest things are the most delicious.
Yeah.
But I have a huge sweet tooth, so I also like... to have cookies and bars and brownies and that kind of stuff.
See,
tailgating ice cream.
There's enough sugar in the beer for me. That's just fine. Now, the snack food, I mean, I'm not kidding you. I get excited sometimes going to Kroger or wherever, you know, any place, just to be like, what am I going to get today? What are we going to have to snack on today? Like, I don't even need an entree. I can snacking.
No,
all
don't entree it. Entree is too much work and it's not as much fun. These days are all about snack foods.
Yes. If you go someplace like Liquor Barn where they got the specialty items, the stuff that's just not on every grocery shelf, with like the seasoned salamis and the aged cheeses.
Jesus.
And the different assortment of crackers. I mean.
I could eat a meat cheese cracker tray all day.
Yes. I've had it for dinner before.
Yeah.
On a regular, like, Wednesday. Just nothing sounds good. Let's go meat and cheese. A little pepperoni, salami, a couple club crackers, a little cheddar. All right, the game started on Thursday night. And Lamar Jackson, if there was any question, as if there was any question.
That Bobby Petrino was going to run up the score?
It was against the JV team, also known as Charlotte.
Yeah, but still.
Six touchdowns, 286 yards passing, 119 yards and two touchdowns rushing in the first half.
I mean, he could not be stopped.
Thrown, first 12 passes thrown to 10 different receivers.
Yeah. Mm. He looks the part.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson's a bad man. WKU QB Mike White for... former
Brandon Doherty. Well, I mean,
yeah, but
and Jeff Brohm.
Jeff Brohm, former Louisville quarterback Jeff Brohm.
But he had big shoes to fill because Brandon Doherty was a great quarterback.
517 yards, 25 of 31, 3 TDs, 46-14 win over Rice. Mike White hit 9 different receivers.
And that was after basically the whole team fell on top of each other coming out of the tunnel.
That was great. Made me laugh. Appalachian State.
Wow.
How much were you rooting for them to beat Tennessee? Just how much were you rooting for them to beat Tennessee?
And Tennessee just couldn't have caught more breaks.
Because this is supposed to be Tennessee's year. They're back. Oh, the big orange. And I wanted to see Appy State grab
it.
Oh,
I wanted them. It was 9 years to the day, they said, since they had beaten Michigan at the Big House.
Yeah, 9 years to the day. I mean, dominated the game.
I even said in the midway through the third quarter, I just knew, and I looked at John and I said, Appalachian State is going to dominate this whole game and not win.
Yep.
You just had that feeling the whole time, and that stinks.
Well, they just botched the final 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean,
timeout.
Musburger and Jesse Palmer, it's like they didn't even realize the clock was going to zero. I mean, they had a loss on a play, and as soon as that play was over, there was 26 seconds left, and they had a timeout. And they're inside the 30. And they don't take the timeout. They try to get a playoff. And they get the playoff with 6 seconds left, and quarterback runs out of bounds for a first down with zeros across the board. They don't get any shot at a field goal. They don't get any shot at the end zone. And they had a timeout sitting there that was no good now.
And they had missed an extra point and a makeable field goal in the game.
Right. It was just a Vanderbilt dominated South Carolina in the first half. Elliott Fry, 55-yard field goal to win it. Horrible loss for Vanderbilt to start the season. Vanderbilt, remember, is supposed to be better.
I think defensively they're pretty good.
Yes.
South Carolina acted like they had just won the SEC championship game.
They're horrible. I mean, Kentucky's no good if they don't beat South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Have to. Absolutely have to. Those two teams have to be beneath you in the East. And Missouri, too.
Well, we'll see. We'll see today. But they probably will.
And then last night, former Franklin County quarterback Logan Woodside. Remember, he was Ryan Timmons' quarterback all through high school. Well, Woodside won the starting job for Toledo and started last night. The junior led the Rockets to a 31-10 win over Arkansas State. Woodside, 23 for 31, 371 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Vince Marrow's alma mater.
That's a pretty good line right there.
Yes. I'm happy for Logan Woodside.
Yeah.
I love to see kids from around here do well.
He and Timmons were so fun to watch. And if you follow them both on Twitter, which I'm sure you do, you know, they are oftentimes cheering for one another.
Right,
You know, you definitely see that friendship still there.
You know Timmons was watching last night. Those guys are supposed to chill on Friday night anyway, you know. I think they still go to a hotel, like spend the night in a hotel room on the night before game day. So I'm sure he was watching what his buddy Logan Woodside was doing. And Logan will probably be watching today.
I would think so.
Yes. All right, so your final prediction, Mary Jo, before we go. What are you saying the score is today? What are you saying UK's record is at the end of the season?
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to go with the record of 6-6.
Okay.
And then today I do think it will be closer than you say. But I'm going to go with 33-27 Kentucky.
I am going to go with 42-27. Something like that. Or it could be, I'm going to say Kentucky gets right around 40. And I'm going to say Southern Miss doesn't get to 30. We'll see. And I think, now this always happens, Kentucky seems like.
Yes.
Always loses a game they shouldn't lose and maybe winds up winning a game they should have no business winning, it seems like. That I won't say that always happens, but happens a lot.
The shouldn't lose always happens.
Right. But winning one, you didn't think they would. Like going to South Carolina last year. Steve Spurrier was still the coach of that team. You didn't think. You didn't give Kentucky
that
game.
But you didn't
think
they were going to lose to Vandy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a wash.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm just not ready to go to 7 wins yet.
Yeah,
I'm just not ready to do it because they have to win the ones they're supposed to and then win one that is, you know, Mississippi State at home. on the road at Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Question marks. I mean, even Vanderbilt and South Carolina are question marks. But five games they'll be favored in. One of them is today. They're going to start off with a big win, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
9 a.m. here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oklahoma,
you
Houston.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Let's do this with Jeff Van Gundy here.